Amy Schindler.
It was the afternoon of May the 10th. John Krakauer hadn't slept in 57 hours. Weeks of violent coughing had left him with two separated ribs, making it excruciatingly difficult to breathe. 29,028 feet up in the troposphere, so little oxygen reaches the brain that mental capacity is reduced to that of a slow child. Krakauer arrived on the summit a few minutes after Anatoly Bukriev, a Russian guide with an American expedition.
"Have you ever stuck anything down your ear?" he demanded.
"Oh, only my finger," replied Stamatis.
"And how long have you been deaf in this ear?"
"Oh, since as long as I can remember,"
the doctor chuckled. "You must have been a very annoying little boy."
"Oh, he was a devil," said Stamatis's wife.
"Be quiet, woman. You didn't even know me in those days."
"I have your mother's word, God rest her soul," replied the old woman, pursing her lips and folding her arms. "And I have the word of your sisters."
"You have an exorbitant auditory impediment," said the doctor, ever conscious of the necessity for maintaining a certain iatric mystique, and fully aware that a pea in the ear was unlikely to earn him any kudos. "I can remove it with a fish hook and a small hammer. It's the ideal way of overcoming an embarras de petit pois."